And once again, we are back. It is the beginning of Hour 3 on this a Tuesday night, the 30th of January. It's our final show of January, in case you were wondering. If you're not wondering, well, that's par for the course for about everybody else.
There's like three people that were hoping you were going to say.
Exactly, exactly. No. We're coming back next week, I'm pretty sure, because we're here.
We got to talk about that Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's next Sunday is the Super Bowl. Yes, indeed, a doobie. Lots going on. Coming up in just a little while, we got two things with Kat Carlson. She's going to describe
two things.
Different things that may or may not have happened.
Or maybe two points of the same thing.
Could be. Ooh. It's still two things, right. Regardless. However you look at it.
Two perspectives.
It's all exactly. It's the angle of the dangle. Oh, thank you all for being with us, everybody in the chat room, including Harrison. Now it's Al Perkins.
I need to know nothing about the angle of the dangle.
Except you're not.
Yeah, except no. But, okay.
But I am.
So, our first thing is that I always talk about how you can't win Best Picture without Best Editing nomination. And the I, Tonya was kind of on a little bit of a roll there during the nominations when they all of a sudden appeared in the editing category. And I thought, oh my God, is I, Tonya going to get nominated for Best Picture? Have the gods aligned in the right
that
way?
That would have been magic.
That this funny fucking movie, well, the Eddies, as they're called, were given out sometime this week. Coco won for Best Edited Animation Feature Film.
Yay.
Blackish won for Best Edited Comedy Series for Commercial Television. If you get a chance... The episode where Jack and Diane go into puberty is one of the funniest episodes of television, handling a tough subject just superbly, just beautifully. Curb Your Enthusiasm wins for non-commercial television comedy series, Jane documentary about Jane Goodall, and then Fargo drama series, and we're waiting for it. Edited feature film comedy, I, Tonya fucking wins. And I really had to think about that. Like, that really is well edited with the split screen,
right?
And, like, the skating and everything. Right. I'm like, yeah, that, I mean.
Well, and just the skating scenes alone. Like,
yeah.
We went to the movies and then went to lunch, and I spent a good amount of time, like, obsessing about, wait a minute. First of all, I'm going to need to go find those old skating tapes and see how close they are.
Spot on.
Pretty close.
Because they, like, by my. What, 13-year-old memory or whatever, however old I was when all that happened? I think I was older than that. Doesn't matter. But you know what I mean? I'm like, that feels like exactly right. How did they do that?
Yeah, exactly. They really did.
Magic.
I feel like the costume in some situations, the minty comes off as a blue.
That's
but,
true.
But
I did say at least two times throughout that movie, oh my God, I had that jacket. Yeah.
Except for that fucking rabbit jacket.
Was it the rabbit one? Please say it was the rabbit
one.
It wasn't the rabbit one. One of them was the windbreaker with, like, it was all black and it had, like, the teal on the sleeves.
Oh, yep.
I 100% had that jacket.
I was a big fan of that coat.
Yeah.
If I would have known where to buy it.
I think another one was a jean jacket. I think he was wearing it, and it was a denim jacket. But I leaned over. I had that jacket. I'm not kidding.
So, and then dramatic film, it was Dunkirk. But that really... surprised me that I, Tonya, won. And upon reflection, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give you that one.
Well,
that
is and some of those were like scene for scene of real life interviews. So that like had to be, I would assume, edited in a way to make it work. I don't know. That feels legitimate to me.
Yeah.
Having seen two movies this year.
That seems like a legitimate win. If I had a vote.
Right.
Well, you know, because you think of
it was January of 94. However old you were in 94. January 6, 94.
So I was 15?
Okay.
Just there you go.
Wanted to get you on.
That feels about right.
Feels about right. And I forgot about the thing about the 92 and 94 Olympics going so close together, because that's when they switched to every 2 years instead of every 4 years, and they arbitrarily chose winter to go first in the rotation. And I remember the great brouhaha about that, because whatever network got the Olympics, they were using up, like, 6 weeks of programming twice a year. Like, it was killing them to broadcast the Olympics and lose all of their schedule.
Right.
So they were like, can we break this up?
And Nancy's a month younger than me. I've just learned that.
Look at that.
So, and then in the first uncomfortable story, but it's kind of fantastic. Not really. But actor Scott Baio posted a 16-minute video on Facebook denying a claim made by his former Charles in Charge co-star Nicole Eggert that something inappropriate occurred when she was a minor. Bayo, 57, said he and Eggert had a consensual relationship when she was 18. So, I don't know how long ago Charles in Charge was. So, he might have been 28. On Saturday, Eggert tweeted, "Ask Scott Bayo what happened in his garage at his house when I was a minor, creep." Charles in Charge, which aired from 1984
to 1990. He showed you Happy Days footage?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that Charles in Charge lasted for 6 years.
Yeah.
It was a sitcom about a college student who worked as a live-in housekeeper for a family with three children.
Premiered in 84.
That's why I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The reason I'm doing Facebook Live because no one can edit me. This is the truth. During the Facebook video, Bayo held up documents he said proved Eggert was over 18 when they had sex. How?
For real?
Yep.
Was signed consent a thing?
Right.
Then?
Was it a new take a newspaper with you? I don't know what the hell you do that.
So she posted some
hold it up while
right
you're filming
proof of life.
So yeah, she posted stuff about like the things that he did to her over the course of years and the complaints against it. And then point counterpoint to that, there was a costumer on the Wonder Years who sued Fred Savage and someone who played an older child on that show for sexual harassment, and ABC paid her off, and that's why they say the show was canceled, and everyone in this on set was so upset that they didn't fight it, because they're like, it's not true. This woman was dangerously unbalanced, wasn't showing up for work.
Wow.
She was fired for being
crazy,
like a freak and crazy, and then she came up with that to get money out of them for not working. And the cast is like, there's a chance that someone out there thinks that Fred Savage did this. They're like, and that's horrifying.
Wow.
Like, because it could come back on and land on Fred Savage's lap that there was a payout from ABC.
Wow.
So that's been making the rounds this week. And then the uncomfortable part starts.
Wait, there's
that
more.
That wasn't the uncomfortable
sadly
part?
I thought
no
that was... Okay.
So, Love It or Leave It, if you're enjoying that podcast, has been on fire this year.
Yeah.
Comedians are funny. Funny commentary. I told you about it last week. We talked about the London show.
And I listened to it.
And how enjoyable that was.
A little dry for me.
Oh, the guy with the BBC. Always do the point, counterpoint, or whatever he was doing. So well done, and then this week was well done, but they ran into, and it was my first time watching SNL in a long time. I've got them all backlogged. But I jumped in for Will Ferrell, because a couple things made the news as being like, watch this, including his George Bush cold open, reminding you how horrible George Bush was.
Right.
And then...
But in comparison...
Because Love It or Leave It touched on that.
Yes, and so Love It or Leave It went there too, saying, you know, Trump is still just... the thought of a horrible person. George Bush still sent thousands of
people to
men
die
and women to die. He did worse things. We're at the thought police now, but worse things happened under Bush.
Well, so, and if Trump had better manners, he'd be sitting right next to St. Reagan.
Right, right. Yeah.
And everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so they handled that. And then the next thing they did was they had a conversation about this Aziz Ansari New York Times op-ed by that... Well, there's the accusations by this woman who, when you read them, you're like, that's not really any kind of assault or sexual harassment. You just went on a bad date.
Right.
Like, and you're complaining about the choice of wine. Like, you're comparing the fact that he ordered white when you wanted red or vice versa as a violation of your trust. Not how any of this works. But you're in this very difficult situation now of, like, here's a woman expressing what she felt was real pain. There's an uncomfortable situation where she came real close to having sex, and when she said no, he stopped.
Right.
And then called her
the Uber.
And called the Uber, and then called her the next day to say, I had a nice time. Would you like to see each other again? And she described it as harassment. Like, he stopped when you said stop. He got you a ride home, and he checked on you the next day.
It like, feels like he's done everything we've been hoping for people to do.
Except for the red wine, white wine incident, which made it into her essay.
Motherfucker.
The problem is...
Honestly, I'd have ordered a beer, so I'd have been in the same boat as him.
The conversation about it takes you down these really strange things of, like, are you allowed to say that a woman is making something? Like, are we allowed... Like, is that even allowed now? So SNL,
can we deny?
It better be, because otherwise that
Yeah, then
it's
you're
gonna
just
go to the other extreme.
Yeah, we absolutely can't deny that there will be people who will try and take advantage of whatever the standard is.
It's the service dog.
The service,
right? It's 100% the service dog. There are people that legitimately need a fucking golden retriever to get through life, and then there are people that are just trying to take their peacock home for Thanksgiving.
That's right. You leave his peacock out of this.
So, on SNL, they have six people at dinner that are talking about dogs, having a funny conversation about dogs, and then it leads to, can we talk about that New York Times op-ed piece? And as everyone starts to say what they think, somebody else is like, careful? And then somebody else, well, I thought, careful? And, like, they all just, they can't have a conversation. And then, strangely enough, Love It or Leave It takes on Aziz Ansari. And the one woman decides she's going great guns.
Those two women were amazing.
Yeah, they were amazing, except for that part.
I want them to do all of the things.
Because she lapped herself and contradicted herself like 14 different times on where she was. And by the end, I'm like, you didn't say anything.
No.
You just strung a lot of words together that said, I support women. That story's kind of weird, but I don't want to come out in any way against a woman speaking her mind, but I really don't want to condemn this guy. Plus, we have a person of color in the one story, so I don't know where I'm going. And she talked herself in a big, giant loop and then went, ta-da!
But it was funny the whole time.
We'll be back after this.
They were both, I had never heard of either one of them, but boy, were they funny. That show was on point again. So it's very interesting to read that woman's account and at the end of it be like, that just sounds like you went on a date you didn't like. It wasn't even, except for the red wine, white wine thing, it doesn't even sound like it was a bad date. It just sounds like,
you didn't have a good time.
I'm not into him. Yeah.
Right.
Like you said, I don't understand that mentality of, if you say stop and they stop, you don't get to write an op-ed
the
piece.
The end, right.
She was pissed because he was funnier on TV than in person, maybe.
Could be.
That might be true.
And or,
oh,
I
but
can
that
get
red wine, white wine
this.
Is a big part of that article.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's a big part of her complaint about that night was that he did not ask her.
Did she have some sort of a PTSD issue when watching The Big Sick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's the wrong one. Not the right guy.
And Aziz Ansari.
No, that's not. The Big Sick is not him at all. He's Master of None. The guy that you're thinking about is the guy from Silicon Valley.
Wait. I am getting it wrong, I think.
Yeah, you absolutely are.
Kamal.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Flip my thing out and reverse it, yeah. Kamali...
Wait a minute.
And one is Indian and one is Pakistani.
Yeah.
Well, it gets worse and worse
as you go on.
Samuel L. Jackson and...
Lawrence Fishburne. Same song.
What's in your wallet? Yeah. Wrong guy.
Wrong guy. But luckily, they do a joke about everybody congratulating the other one on their TV show or movie. Yeah. And when people...
So I'm still relevant. Fuck you.
So when the guy from The Big Sick, he does that joke about when people call me Indian, he's like, at least get your racism right. Put the research in. I'm Pakistani.
I can't even do that.
That's okay.
It is. It's usually the guy from The Big Bang Theory and the guy from Silicon Valley that everybody mixes up. Those are the two that most people confuse.
Yeah, I can see that.
But... In the other defense, I couldn't tell the difference between Charlize Theron and Ashley Judd till about movie 6.
Really?
No, because there was that little while where they were sporting the same short little pixie do, and they looked exactly alike.
And then,
for a couple of minutes, Charlize Theron had the spiral perm like Nicole Kidman did. They spent like a week with that same haircut, and I'm like, okay, now y'all look alike.
You said spiral perm, and I thought of Diane Cannon.
Sure. I can see that.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Going back a little bit, though.
Yeah.
So then our last thing for discussion, this isn't really entertainment, is it is like the news of the week in the entertainment world. Because we're in that...
It's sad entertainment.
Because we're in that
lull right before the Oscars.
Right, we're in that weird week between nominations
and winners.
Look
at you backing him up. Are you Republican all of a sudden? Just anything he does.
I'm his hype man. That's what I
see. Exactly.
God, it's Kat Nunez, ladies and gentlemen.
Just say it again.
Yeah.
Sarah Huckabee Nunez.
Yeah. Hands in there.
But look over there and talk.
Right.
Look. Isn't that what she always says? Look.
Yeah. Yes, it's look. It's look. Look, 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 look. Look
we have
look,
to find a way look. To get hoof-wanking thunder cunt into just casual conversation.
At ClaytonMcKee.com?
Yeah, at ClaytonMcKee.com.
I thought it was a cock juggling ThunderCon.
No, this is a new one. Was Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. Yeah. Those two were...
Hoof what?
Hoof wanking ThunderCunt.
Where does this come from? Because I feel like it's a ripoff of the cock juggling ThunderCunt.
It may be, but it might be like...
I feel
part
like some
due.
Trademark infringement happening here, honestly.
It's somewhere on my Facebook page where somebody put a comment in HWTC. And someone tagged me immediately afterwards as hoof wanking ThunderCunt had to be part of my just vernacular. It has to be like almost a colloquialism.
It just has to roll off the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be ready to use it. So be prepared.
That's going to be hard because wank isn't really an American slang. That's a little more British.
Yeah. I went with wanking, not a wank. Yeah.
Either
that.
Way, but still not American slang. It's either way, it's not American slang.
Yeah.
That's not the first thing you reach for when you want to talk about wanking.
You got to reach further. You got to reach across
gotta
the
reach
pond.
Different stuff.
Right.
So good night, Harrison. Enjoy dinner.
What a great time to leave, Harrison.
Yeah, exactly. So our last story is Mark Salling from Glee. Accused in the last year or so, tried, convicted of child pornography, owning pictures of, peddling, distributing
pictures of.
He was Puck
on Glee.
Glee.
Right.
And
that's right.
He was released in between found guilty and sentencing.
That
allegedly.
Happens sometimes, sure.
And so he took that time to kill himself today.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
But what
I didn't know
what
that.
Was ever going to come of someone who was convicted of child pornography?
He was facing 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, and he wasn't going to last. If he'd lasted a year in prison, it probably would have been.
And even if he was able to get out and do it, I mean, what's going to happen?
Right, you're done.
What's going to happen? Yeah. And
apparently, you know, Buddy Early was right. The armchair psychologists were out in force.
Oh yeah, I saw that post today.
And he wasn't wrong.
No. You're right.
I read through it, and I'm like. There was all kinds of judgment about what people felt or didn't feel or if you were offended and who had a heart and who didn't have a heart. So my thought on this is you can't really tell someone how to feel about an incident, good or bad.
Sure.
Red wine or white wine.
Yeah, may have cheered when Ronald Reagan died. You know what I mean? So,
you know, being an experienced recipient of various types of therapy, you should really start with I statements.
Oh, I have a follow-up question.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel.
You make me feel.
No, nay.
You cannot
put that on somebody else. You can't start with a you. You got to start with an I.
That's right. You cannot make me feel.
I feel... Mm-hmm. So long, sucker.
Right.
We've had that discussion before in here. In fact, it was around the point of... Just because I think it's stupid and you don't think it's stupid doesn't mean I'm wrong. Okay. Whatever you believe is what you believe.
Perception is reality.
Right. That's your own deal. If you felt that you had a bad time or you felt somebody was harassing you, okay, somebody's harassing you. Granted, you may have felt that, but in 100 other people watching you may have been like, you had a bad day.
But I think the problem is that we're unable to distinguish between things that are knowable facts and things that are open to interpretation.
Because of fake
like,
news.
Like, we can't both go stand out in the rain, and I say, gosh, I feel like it's raining, and you say, no, I don't believe that at all, when we're both getting drenched. Like, that's a knowable fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So you can't, but, you know, for... things that you might think about somebody else and things that aren't necessarily knowable facts and things that are open to interpretation. We're just not able to discern the difference between those two now. And so now everybody's opinion is fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we're not able to realize that these
are things.
I believe
this, so it must be true.
It has to be true.
Right.
Right.
Well,
I've said that a couple times just tonight. Like, I don't know for a fact where Melania is living, so I don't, like, I don't know if I believe that yet. I haven't heard it.
Well,
the opinion hasn't come from enough people.
I'm super willing to believe it because I'd have left a long time ago.
And we have this new thing about the Stormy Daniels or Stormy Weather or Stormy what have you.
Stormy Daniels, yeah.
You had it right the first time, interestingly enough.
So, my thing is just...
You can
get the porn star's name right, but not mine. That's cool. That's cool. That's nice.
Like,
well, I mean...
Huh. Even though
you... Do some porn.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
that's uncomfortable.
Oh. Oh, that's
I find him.
I feel like I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah, I feel kind of
you
sad.
Make me this feel good. Like I could vomit.
No. I statements only. You don't start with you.
I'm going to vomit.
There it is.
Because of you.
Nope, nope.
Yep, yep. You can't sneak it in. Yes. You can't just say it backwards.
Maybe, maybe.
You can't Yoda your way into blaming me.
I feel like I did.
Listen
Look
here.
Look how shitty you make me feel.
Every therapist I've ever had, I statements only.
That's right. That's it.
Good call.
That's fair.
I, Tanya.
Just the once.
But
just
I am.
A testing. I feel like it's a waste of that gift. Like, maybe somebody else auditioned for that part who wasn't a child pornographer or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, somebody got this big break and opportunity and then, ugh, you know what I mean? Got escalated to the fact that we found out there was a horrible person under there. Mm. Is that a good thing? Yes, because maybe there's a little less peddling of child porn going on in the world.
Well, I don't know if anybody else caught
that. But I also feel sad that, like, this group of people that came together to make the show was just still rife with tragedy. Like, there's just no one immune from heroin addiction, like, perversions that should be addressed and dealt with before
how much of this is the product of them being the subject of our, like, celebrity-obsessed culture? You know what I mean? Like, how I'm... As a recent local celebrity, I know that the pressure...
Yeah, it's got to be enormous.
The
news cameras, the scripts they hand you.
Can we make it be silent right now?
I don't know if anybody else caught the fact, and maybe a little, little irony in the fact that he hung himself right next to a Little League baseball diamond.
Oh, okay. I didn't read any details.
Where he was found. He was found.
It was right after the... the game was
Michigan State called. And Penn State.
No, it was right after the game was forfeited, so you know he wasn't able to watch.
Oh, God,
no.
But anyway, not to stand up for the guy or anything, but we don't know like what we put him through in life already. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And the other thing I would say, just in case it's
not
happening,
that it excuses, you know, child abuse and child pornography and things like that, but. We don't know how broken this guy was.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't know how broken he started.
Can I tell you a little bit about that?
Well, sure.
Apparently, he attempted suicide back in August. When they found him, he had hung himself from a tree, been there apparently some time. They'd reported him missing early Tuesday morning. So I'm going to guess that he did this sometime, maybe Monday night. He was awaiting the sentencing for his stuff. He was due to be sentenced by a judge on March 7th and faced between 4 and 7 years, according to this. He was arrested in back in 15, so this has only been going on, I don't know how long previously he'd been doing it, but he was arrested in 15. They found 50,000 images of children as young as 3 on his computer and a jump drive. Wow, that's crazy.
No, it's a jump drive, like a thumb drive?
Yeah, a thumb drive,
so you physically have to save it.
You save to it. Like, you would have, you could, like, you save to your C drive.
So, it wasn't like... He clicked on something and was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't
Christ,
just weird browser
this?
History.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Intentionally because, archived.
It was recommended by someone to enjoy the Tumblr for your porn because it was free.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But every once in a while, something comes across the feed that I'm like, okay, what the hell is that?
Too much. Too much.
And I have no way to delete it that I know of. But I'm like, I just looked at that. Like, I didn't want to. And I realized that I don't know the age of this person or why they're on this feed or why it's coming to me. But I'm like, this has an ick factor of, like, I don't think that person's old enough to be sans clothing. And is this something that someone else...
Right, is somebody
is
else
this some kind of public
this?
Shaming that I'm witnessing? And so me and the Tumblr... Mm-mm.
The older you get, the younger everybody looks.
Yeah, but
you may be 24, Kat, for all I know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
true, I am.
But it is one of those things where, like, I want to go to a site that says all models are verified to be 18 years old. This is everyone signed the consents and seems to be enjoying themselves and are definitely of age. That's why I ask, because that Tumblr gets a little...
Sure.
What am I looking at?
Right.
Some of it's just innocent, like... Well, that's selfie.
The problem.
Yeah, some of it's an innocent selfie, but you're still like, I don't think.
Right.
Hey, Joe.
But to that point, like, this isn't new. Like, what happens to make people that broken? Like, I don't know that anybody. Well, I can't say that anybody, but you know what I mean. Like, how many people are actually just born?
Yeah.
With that predisposition, and how many people are broken somehow early on and like gravitate that way? Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Like, hurt people hurt people. You know,
so deep.
No, it's not.
Hurt people.
It's super not. I saw it on a T-shirt.
Hurt people.
Yeah,
but
saw it on a T-shirt.
I also don't want someone like that coming to the parade under the letter K.
Right.
Like, my kink is kiddie porn. No.
Super not.
No. Super. Yeah, super not.
Not what we're here for.
Absolutely. But you know what we are here for? We're here for this. We're here for another segment we have.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. It's Two Things with Kent Carlson.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzled, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, whole-ass Kat Carlson.
You know, one thing I've been successfully whole-assing.
Interesting.
I am in my third year of a full-on one-woman boycott of all things NFL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
Yep. Very proud. Very proud. Ironically, I have two stories about the Super Bowl for two things.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of irony there.
Not really.
No, I know.
Yeah. Well, close.
No, the boycott is not talking about it. The boycott is viewing.
Is supporting, promoting, viewing.
So a news story.
Dealing with fans.
A news story is not supporting.
It's... But judges will rule for irony on that one. I'm going to give that back to you.
Alanis.
Yep.
Fuck you, Alanis.
There you go.
Fucked for life. In any event, here we go. Did you know that Americans, in all of their wisdom, and
all of it,
you know,
in all of their wisdom,
in all their wisdom,
however small,
frugal behavior, they're expected to place bets amounting up to $4.76 billion
on who's gonna win,
but $1 billion on the Super Bowl, like whatever the spread, the stupid squares, the everything that you do, almost $5 billion.
But we can't afford healthcare.
You'll
be able
Jeff Bezos
soon.
Is going to figure that out.
Half these fucking people can't afford their rent next month.
Right.
But you know what the government's going to do? Our U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to release a ruling that could legalize sports betting outside of Nevada to make it easier to spend your rent money on the Super
Bowl. Didn't they have that before? And it was...
No, we talked about them possibly taking up the case. So this is like part due of that.
Okay.
Yeah, because they are taking up the case...
I thought that they had this isn't, that, like, this, back.
But this isn't, like, off-track betting.
Well.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. So, this isn't just in Las Vegas.
Okay.
In fact, only 3% of that $4.76 billion is expected to be wagered in Nevada. The rest of the money will be bet on either offshore or with your local bookie. Like, either illegal bets or
does that even include, like, two rivals that are buddies that, you know, meet at the local bar? Are they encompassing that kind of a bet, too, or
I
no?
think they're talking more, like, formal professional stuff.
Okay, good. Documented.
But you know what? I didn't read the source material.
No, I understand.
I'm sorry, I didn't read this.
Because I'm thinking that number seems a little low if you're, you know, if it's just, you know, Mac and Mo down at the Swizzle Inn betting on a goddamn game.
Or like she was saying, when you buy the football pool.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Somebody was asking me, I feel like Sharon's dad was asking me if I knew anybody that was selling Super Bowl squares just so that he had something to watch.
I'll send you a link. I got one.
I'm sure.
Not that I'm betting, but I know.
I told him no, I don't give a shit. Meanwhile, we're having them over to the house for the Super Bowl. So, you know,
So how's that going to work out with your band?
With my one woman boycott,
going to sit in the kitchen the whole time.
Clearly, I'm going to sit and drink and talk to my mom while everybody else watches football because my parents are in town next week, and so Sunday I'm taking them. I got them tickets to go see Hamilton with me and Armand, so we're taking them to the theater, and then. Turns out that the game's on right after, so we've just invited them over to the house to visit.
Because
my dad gets mad.
And my favorite joke is this year's Super Bowl, the first time the fans are more brain damaged than the players.
Oh, absolutely.
Good joke.
That is a good joke. That is
not
a good
mine,
joke.
But good joke.
Well, back to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is reviewing the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992, which was the federal prohibition on state-sanctioned sports betting. Legal experts believe that the court is poised to lift the prohibition and give states options to legalize sports betting. So you might be able to go down to, you know, you might be able to go down to Zips next year and place all your, you know, football bets.
We had talked about this because of fantasy football in bars. That's where this direct came up
before.
Oh, sure,
sure. Okay, oh, sure. I remember that now.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, fantasy football is not considered gambling.
Right.
Because there's a fine line, because there things like the free poker kind of fall under that.
But there are people that have done the online poker and all their money has been taken because it is. So it depends on,
right,
like, who the website is through, I believe. Like, there are all kinds of...
Yeah, I remember there was all kinds of oohs and ahs to get through.
Yeah, but I feel like we've gone over this a couple of times, and fantasy football is somehow, like, covered under...
Something else. Right.
Something else. Right. Where it's not... gamble, and it's not state sanctioned, and it's not state run gambling either. Like, it's not the Powerball,
right,
of sports betting. You know,
and
what
it's,
I mean,
also made up teams. Like, you're making up your
you're
own,
right,
teams. So so granted, the whole team is not playing. Like, you're right. Like, it's completely fake.
Yeah,
you're picking quarterbacks and all these other people. Only that's my position. I know you're picking people and putting them on a fake team, but they're not actually playing on a field.
Right.
Right. So that's
I can't remember the, but it's like also
fantasy.
So that
fantasy is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other reason would be so you can go to Casino Arizona or the, you know, Niagara Seneca Casino. You can go to a casino out of, they can have a sports bar. They can have a
sports betting room, right.
Sports betting room. I think that's one of the things that they're fighting for too, is so that those Zips casinos can have that what they have in Vegas, where you go to the sports lounge.
Absolutely. Well, because there's a lot of money in it, and clearly, you know, people, you know, especially people that are associated with sports betting, mm-hmm, think that the federal ban is really just impeding American economy. You know what I mean? Like, because people are sending their bets to
overseas
websites and overseas, mm-hmm, and offshore,
right,
stuff and illegal stuff. Like, why wouldn't they just go ahead and legalize it and capitalize on it? It's kind of, in a weird way, the same argument
for
as
pot.
Legalizing drugs. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, why people are doing it anyway.
Right.
Why keep it illegal? Why not just capitalize on it? Tax it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them fucking
California's
do it.
California's going to pay for everything they've ever wanted with pot.
Right. I think what you're referring to when you're saying it's not like a real team playing on the field. Yes, they're playing on the field, but you can't rig it. Exactly. So if the Patriots are playing and, you know, everyone has their money on Tom Brady, and it's just that one game, and it's just that one quarterback.
Or somebody can miss a field goal, right, and not cover the spread.
Exactly. Someone can miss the field goal. Brady could throw it erratically.
I don't know what all those words mean.
It just means, like, but you cannot get that extra point that,
right,
covers the spread.
But I thought...
And sometimes I think they do that. Like,
I,
like,
agree.
How the fuck
did you? Yeah.
But am I not mistaken? A fantasy football team are players that you pick made up,
right,
from all other teams.
All other teams.
Saying.
That's
okay,
what I mean.
Right, so
you're correct, because it's not like I'm going to win something for me because Tom Brady's going to throw it erratically. He's my quarterback for fantasy football.
But your receiver isn't playing on the same team, so
right,
no one can throw that bet.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
There's no boxer that can fall down,
mm-hmm,
and kill the fight,
right,
and,
right,
you know,
right,
lose on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't remember if that's the argument, but it should have been, because it's a strong one.
That sounds
good. One.
Yep. I'll allow it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I don't care.
I feel good about
it.
I feel like I got really deep into, like, gambling and sports that I'm not very comfortable with. And I enjoy the gambling.
No.
Kind of a lot.
Sure.
I enjoy the buffet, really. When you go to the casino, I'm looking for that.
They're expensive now, though. Like, it's not the $10 buffet anymore. It's the $75 fucking buffet.
And then you're gambling on the Norwalk virus, so I'd rather go play craps. I'd rather play craps at the table than play craps in the bathroom with the Norwalk virus.
And then after I paid $75 with the Norwalk virus,
I said,
I'm carrying somebody else's purse so I can fill that motherfucker with crab legs, because don't think I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Fair point.
We're not leaving here until I get my money back in shrimp, bitches.
That's right. Good
That's
call.
Gambling.
Mm-hmm.
I Fair love point. Shrimp.
That'd be my Oprah moment. I love shrimp.
There's cocktail shrimp in my freezer right now. Just
and if
waiting
you can wrap that motherfucker
too.
In bacon,
Are you gonna have that on Sunday?
Sweet baby Jesus. And maybe a cream cheese spread somewhere along that bacon to wrap around that shrimp and broil
Suddenly
it.
We're Bubba Gum Shrimp.
Yeah.
We're the Bubba Gum Shrimp show. Like so, it. Moving right along.
My heart
I
stopped talking about it.
The very next thing and the very last thing that I have is what I believe to be evidence that Chris Pratt is gay, honestly. But here's what's happening. Chris Pratt.
I did not think we were going here.
I know. Who knew?
Wow.
Who knew? Here's what's happening.
I liked him chubby.
Chris Pratt has declined previous offers to do commercials. He's been asked to do commercials. He said no. Nay, he says.
Oh, I just realized who
nay,
it was.
Nay, nay. He's the Guardians of the Galaxy Jurassic World guy.
Was married to...
Anna Faris.
Thank
sure.
you. Uh-huh.
Anyway, who's apparently awesome. A handsome guy.
Cousin right. of Save Faris.
Right. Handsome guy, lost a lot of weight for a movie.
Oh.
Looks good. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, he's always said no to commercials, but... fucking Super Bowl comes along
mm-hmm.
and he says yes, but he doesn't, he's not an honest man and says, well, it's because of the money, assholes. Yeah, no yeah. He says it's because he likes beer. He's gonna do a beer commercial.
Oh, okay.
And he likes beer.
Sure.
He's the
okay,
first person
fine.
To ever say that.
Right.
It makes him feel now, like he's a jolly good fellow.
Here's,
I like beer.
He says in an interview, he says, I've watched every single Super Bowl since 1985. He says, I'm a Super Bowl guy. I definitely feel really connected not only to football and the NFL, but also the commercials, he says. Mm. Oh, strike number one. They're always the most exciting part for me. It feels good to be a part of that. Like I'm a tile in the mosaic of American culture, strike two.
Holy shit.
Okay, if you're right. using phrases like that,
right.
calm down.
Strike two. Now, he says, he goes on, mm-hmm. he says the Super Bowl launches people's careers.
Oh.
Like Whitney Houston, strike three.
Wow.
Especially since she had a really solid career. 6 years yeah. prior to the
he
Super Bowl.
He says she sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and it was like the highlight of the whole day, strike four. And then launched her career, and I'm really hoping this is my Whitney Houston national
oh.
anthem moment.
Oh,
that's number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Now,
it's not all about
the article
dicks.
Does mention that Houston was already a Grammy-winning star when she performed at the game in 91.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, that was only his sixth Super Bowl.
Too, but what else?
And
wow.
Pratt,
that, if that doesn't make you feel older right there,
was among the world's highest paid actors last year. He joins this year's crop of celebrities starring in Super Bowl ads, including Tiffany Haddish, Cindy Crawford, Morgan Freeman, who is not Samuel L. Jackson. Morgan Freeman,
sure?
different guy.
Are you sure?
And the airtime alone for a 30-second spot this year cost more than $5 million.
Yeah.
$5 million for 30 seconds.
Wow.
I heard that about that Groupon one with Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
They were saying it's like just an obscene amount of money.
It's a lot of money.
I was like, holy
it's
shit.
A lot of money.
100% sure who she is.
Yeah.
She was in, they're saying she is the top black comedian right now. She was
She was in Road Trip, Girls
Trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She announced the Academy Award nominee. She was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's funny lady.
She's
very, very dirty, though.
They're trying to say right now with the idea of...
like Melissa McCarthy.
Right, and with Melissa McCarthy, with
Kate McKinnon.
Amy.
Poehler.
Nope.
Schumer.
Hey,
both
Netflix.
Fine Amy's.
Hey, Netflix or HBO or Showtime, are you willing to pay her the same as Amy Schumer? I'm just talking about color and
yeah,
then pay and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, please call in.
Yeah.
The number is 555.
Yes.
We don't take calls.
Yeah, that's right. 555. Please just hang up.
Yeah.
A flanking thundercut. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well done. Well
played.
All right. We're going to round this out here and we're going to finish this off. We're at 5 points for a gay Chris Pratt, right?
Yep.
We're talking about Pratt, not Pine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot already.
That's why I got
very
wait,
different.
But Chris Pine, we have did a Sondheim musical.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I just stopped there. That's 5 points.
That's fine. Already gay.
You're 5 points in.
And that's the spread. Five
yeah.
points.
Now, Pratt, who is 38, says he approached the job like he would a big screen gig. He even bumped up his training for his next film, Cowboy Ninja Viking.
That's too many
what?
Eras.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, Chris Pratt is working out and you know training for a film called Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Okay.
But he bumped up that training schedule so he would be in peak condition for the commercial shoot. He says, if I'm going to have my shirt off, .. in front of 100 million people, I want to look good. Mm-hmm. So we worked really hard.
Which check mark are we up to?
Six.
Okay. Yeah.
Gym bunny.
Oh, yes.
The commercial, dubbed, quote, the perfect fit, seven, is about balancing a healthy lifestyle with beer-fueled fun. And by beer-fueled, they mean Michelob Ultra.
Oh, gayer than gay. That's
eight,
5 points.
Nine, ten. Yeah. Please,
Michelob Ultra is the Sondheim musical of gaydom.
Of beer.
Gays would use it as lube if they could. I mean,
come on, because there's less carbs.
Oh, sure, exactly.
That's, can you cover your dick with some Michelob Ultra so I feel better about myself?
Wow.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you know you've heard it whispered.
Proof. You heard it here on Q Talk. We have.
Could have opened with Mick Ultra. We'd all been gay.
Why do you think I buried the lead? It was a lot of fun to get there.
That was a lot of fun, right?
Because at the end of your long acronym, now you have to have MUD.
Michelob Ultra drinkers.
Or does that just go under curious?
That's curious.
Or just straight up gay.
I'm pretty sure that's just straight up gay.
Could be kink. I don't know.
Now we have to go across and down like a crossword puzzle. G comes with mud.
Well, so there it is. Maybe.
And then the lesbians are Coors Light drinkers. You know what I mean? They're subcategories. Oh,
God damn it. And they are Coors Light drinkers again. Coors Light drinkers again.
That's absurd.
I don't know what happened.
It comes full circle. God. Circle of life.
It all tastes the fucking same anyway.
It's disgusting.
It really does. You're just farting at the end.
It's just beer-flavored water that's going to make you burp and throw up.
Nope.
Meowkill says, I feel like the last 3 seconds of this commercial will be a sudden gay kiss, but no homo.
No homo.
Hashtag no homo.
Right.
He'll kiss Tom Brady.
Yeah. So can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So in lieu of vulgar things, whatever it is we do at the end.
Sure.
Yes.
I just have to broach one more uncomfortable.
Mom, if you're listening, 5 years, it's not vulgar
things.
He
has no idea what we do.
We have to go back to the show that we're really the thing we're most famous for. Mm-hmm. Our coverage of the heroin epidemic.
Yes.
Because what people are listening for is updates on the heroin epidemic.
I think it's true.
But it's
an epidemic.
Yeah.
What poll was taken to show that was our most highest rated show?
I looked in the mirror and I said,
Al Perkins in a bottle of Chardonnay is the poll. Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Fair point.
A French bottle of wine and I said, heroin.
Or Quinniac.
That's where we're at.
Our Quinniac poll this week.
I am disappointed again. Tom Petty, dead from fentanyl overdose. Dead
That's true.
Dead from a pain medicine and bad pain management.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have got to, as a country, learn how to die better and learn how to handle pain.
Didn't they say it was a heart attack?
No, but it was all a lie. He had a heart attack because he had severe pain and decided to do all those shows through the pain, and the family knew he was over prescribed. Okay. They knew what was going on. There was no surprise.
Wow!
When the coroner found all the things for pain, Prince's was about not because he was Jehovah Witness and he needed hip replacement, but he knew it was a bloody surgery and didn't want to get a blood transfusion. So instead, he died of a fentanyl overdose. So which is more important to you?
Sure.
Clinging to this religion that says you can't get a blood transfusion to save your life, or just dropping dead from the pain you're in because you won't get the fucking surgery you need to get you out of that pain. Like, don't be a martyr. You know what I mean? Because martyrs are dead. Like, sorry, don't know how to break this to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then this Tom Petty thing I'm so sad to find out that yet another person mismanaged pain medicine. It's just the short road. And everybody's getting there because you can't get those drugs prescribed anymore from the doctor after a little while, and you go and you get your heroin off the street.
Yeah.
So it's just one more story that the next step was heroin, and it's so sad to lose yet another beloved entertainer to something so... Go to a pain clinic. Mm-hmm. Get thee to a pain clinic and have a reputable person prescribe these drugs, or get, you know,
Someone very amazing... I'll say it off the air. I had a hand in a bill that's going to be passing, if not passed, in Arizona to do the going to the ER for pain seeking and et cetera. That Ducey is signing or signed to. Make it so that people cannot do that. Yeah. That there's going to be a database that there's going to be. So you can't just walk in and be like, I'm out of.
But the problem is you're out of those drugs and you're okay, ban that. But then these people aren't doing anything about the next step. Then you're going to go drug seeking. And this is how the heroin epidemic has started.
Right.
And is killing people.
I guess the way that he's got to have a part two. I don't know if there isn't
because he's Republican. So I can
paid attention to by someone other than having an R behind their name. But
right. And I'm not saying that that's not the right start. But it's part two.
It has to be there. But we have to have the part one to have the part two.
I mean, that's what they said last year about education.
There's a lot of stuff about education about pain management and pain clinics and going to one doctor to manage your pain and finding out what's wrong and trying to do something else about your pain.
But I thought that's what this thing would kind of do because it's all the doctors and the ERs and the everything.
Yeah, but it'll stop you. But hopefully it'll stop you before you get addicted. The problem is these people are getting addicted super quick. It was that Opana drug that we talked about on the show that focuses largely on the heroin epidemic.
Yep, absolutely. We are breaking news.
Right here on Key Talk America.
We are breaking news. That's right.
I'm just personally obsessed with this because I feel like people are dropping dead left and right.
You'll have to look it up. Earlier this evening, there was a little headline that popped up on my phone with regards to Arizona education. I thought it had to do with vouchers. So you'll have to look up and see something. Well, something happened with that earlier.
Last I knew, that was supposed to go to the ballot in the fall.
But I thought there was something that came up earlier in a headline about that.
Look at our local news here.
Oh, the Kochs declare war and
fuck
do see
those
on,
people. We
on
hate
the,
those.
The vouchers.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's it. I just found it.
So there you go. That was the thoughtful vulgarity.
Well, that's enough, really.
That was thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And vulgar to a point. Because death.
I had an F-bomb in it. Sure. I'm trying to keep my F-bombs to under 60 an hour. I feel that's a realistic, achievable goal.
60 an hour?
Is that an hour or is that a show?
Like an F-bomb a minute?
No, just in general, in life, less than 60 F-bombs per hour, and I feel like I'm winning.
You're doing a great job.
Wow, I'd say yes. I'd say you're doing a great job.
I said realistic, achievable goals.
That's where to start.
You got to start somewhere. Everybody does.
You start playing the fucking jazz, and all of a sudden the tally's going to go up.
We started a quarter after 7, and look how far we've come.
And we're ending at about a quarter after 10, so it's
achievable goal.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get through it somehow.
And the rest.
My God, yes. And we already talked about Professor and Marianne earlier, too.
Did we have a preference on fake milk?
Oh, yes. Breaking news. Which one's better?
Yes, the almond
regular milk.
Okay, it's good to know. Soy milk is filthy.
This is soy milk, and it really, that's why I just kept adding more honey, and I'm actually ready to add some sugar.
So just there's straight that. Up diabetes. She's not drinking dairy, ladies and gentlemen, but her blood sugar is 7,000.
Be sure to tune in next week to find out what the hell is up with this ailment that she has.
Her name's Marnie.
Yeah, that's her.
Jesus. Not ailment.
As we leave you with our parting thought, we will
one time.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Fuck it.